Good morning. How are you all today? You guys, by the way, were awesome yesterday. You did a wonderful job at the Heifer concert. We really enjoyed it. Thank you so much for being there. Well, today we hear a really interesting story from Jesus. All of Jesus' disciples are gathered around him, and they're all excited that he's there, and they're ready to hear about all the wonderful things that Jesus is going to do. And he says something really weird. He says, I'm going to have to die and suffer and be raised from the dead. All of his friends thought that he was there to do all kinds of good and wonderful things. And then he tells them that. What do you think his disciples thought of that? They thought Jesus was crazy. I think you might be right. Do you think maybe they were a little bit scared?
Yeah,
a little bit frightened. I think they were too. But Jesus is doing something really interesting. He says to them, unless you, those who try to save their life will lose it, but those who lose their life for my sake in the gospel will gain it. So I got to thinking about, that's weird. Yeah, you got a really confused look on your face. So do they. You're not alone. We're all a little confused by that. So, what is this?
Conch shell.
Is it a conch shell or is it a conch shell?
Conch shell.
You're both right. It all depends on where you're from. So, this is a conch shell. Is it alive? Anybody in there?
No.
She left. That's what you get for letting a smart aleck adult come up with the kids. Well, do you hear anything in there?
No.
Why don't you listen? Listen. There's no coin in there. Listen. Ooh. Listen really closely. Maybe Grandpa can let you hear. Kind of cool, huh? Anybody in there?
No.
But you kind of hear something, don't you? You hear SpongeBob SquarePants? No. Yeah, this thing is dead as a rock. You hear the ocean. That's what a lot of us hear when we hold a shell up. We hear the ocean. It's dead. But do you know what this used to look like? You know what used to be in here? It was a snail. A big, giant, slimy, wonderful tasting snail. I mean, wonderful snail. He was a big old honker, and they used to crawl out here like this, and he would crawl along, and this would keep... No, it's not a hermit crab till later. It's a big old snail to start with. But you know what? He's not in there anymore. He's dead, right? He's all gone. Well, he might have died of old age, or he maybe ended up on a sandwich. At my house, he would have been on a sandwich. Could have been anything, but, you know, he had to die, and then we're just left with the shell. Is it? It's not really good for anything, is it? You can listen to the ocean. You can put it on a shelf, and it's all very pretty and very nice. It sits on my shelf all the time. Or here in Hawaii, we have something we do that's really important with this. And see, I think this is what maybe Jesus is trying to get at with the disciples. He says, unless you lose your life, you know, it's kind of meaningless. Well, this old conch didn't die just for anything, just for nothing. He gave us a gift. This is called a poo. And it's very important in the culture because it announces that something is about to happen. It's really important because it tells people something important is going to happen. At the beginning of every big event, you hear a big sound. You ready?
Yeah.
See if I can do this. Wait a second. I always see trumpet players doing that. I don't know what it does, but it's fun. That makes a nice sound. It's announcing that something's about to happen. It draws our attention, and that's what Jesus is doing with the disciples. He's telling them this new thing is going to happen. God is going to come into the world in a new way, and God's coming to be with you. So when Jesus tells the disciples, they don't want to hear it. They think he's talking about something old and dead, but he's talking about God's breath making a new sound called the gospel. Jesus is telling us the good news. So even though this was once alive and running around and probably having a lovely time on the bottom of the ocean, eating small things and making slime, even now, it still brings life because of God. Thank you all. And you guys can go back to your places.